More! More!
Come on!
This is private property!
No!
No! We're calling the police right now!
Go! Go! Go!
Come on!
This don't help nobody, man. Come on.
They're pushing me.
You gotta go!
I can't! They're pushing me. Whoops! I'm being pushed. I can't.
What?
I'm just here for my check, bro. What are you mad at me for?
No, brother,
no, bro. You gotta go, no, man.
Bro. Hey, hey, hey.
Look at this freak. Harassing ICE agents is fun for them? This clip is taken outside the Hilton Hotel in Minneapolis, where hundreds of pro-illegal immigrant sympathizers gather and harass police and ICE agents. As you know, laws are for tax-paying Americans only. These freaks can do whatever they want. Fraud check, crime check, protest check. What does he want to prove by flaunting the Somali flag? If you love Somalia so much, why don't you go there? I know he is doing this to tease Americans. He is trying to give a clear message. I can do this. No one dares to stop me. Grandma, what are you doing here? At this time of night, this gray-headed leftist woman should be with her grandkids. But no! I want to save humanity!
I don't think you're medic is actually taking care of.
Who are y'all with? Look at this crowd. Who are y'all with? Look, they think it's an autonomous city. They think they own this city just because they have safety vests on. Just because they have safety vests on. So ridiculous. We own the street, right?
Oh, here it's right there.
Really?
Right here.
The chief is here. Chief O'Hare!
Back up.
Chief O'Hare!
These criminals aren't just protesting outside hotels, they're operating inside them. Exposing the identities of ICE agents puts their lives and their families at risk. A Marriott employee in Minnesota was fired for posting names and photos of ICE agents staying at the hotel. This is doxing. This is dangerous. Arrest them. Set an example. They're putting targets on our officers' backs.
Minnesota Marriott confirming they have fired the employee who leaked names, emails, and images of ICE agents staying at the hotel. The data was posted on an anti-ICE Reddit group with the caption, ICE staying at Residence Inn in Bloomington and three males and three females staying at this hotel, alongside photos of their information. Marriott's corporate office telling Fox News, quote, the privacy and safety of our guests is of the utmost importance to us. ICE is praising the hotel chain for their quick action and pointed out that agents have faced a 1,300% rise.
This thing's getting, I tell you, Antifa's pouring in. They surrounded the hotel. They took it over. They want the Hilton employees tipped them off to that ICE agents were staying there. You were there. Give us an update.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. Yeah, it's mayhem down here. We're here with part of the crew, the posse's down here. And last night, they got tipped off. Some of the hotels did have ICE agents in them, but some of them didn't. But listen, Antifa types, they didn't really care. They were just there to terrorize local hotel guests, banging on windows all around any hotels, shining high-powered flashlights all over the windows. And as you can see from the videos, any kind of instrument they could use, pots and pans, trumpets, drums, bucket drums, lots and lots of whistles, just to cause a noise. A noise violation is an understatement.
It's not just one hotel they're targeting. These protesters are roaming across downtown Minneapolis, hitting multiple locations like the Canopy by Hilton and the Renaissance Hotel at the Depot, disrupting every guest and creating chaos wherever they go. as if they have some inherent right to terrorize innocent people. All of this is supposedly in the name of protest, but it's crossed far beyond peaceful demonstration into outright harassment and vandalism.
Get the fuck out!
Go, go, go!
Get out!
Go, go, go!
Get out!
Just don't help nobody, let's go! Come on! Come
get
on!
Get out!
Out! Out!
Get out!
Get out!
More!
More! Come on!
This is private property!
Help!
Get out!
We're calling the police right now!
Please,
go! 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 Come on!
Go!
Go!
Or what?
Go!
Come on! Come shoot me!
Go!
Come on!
I can't.
You got to go!
I'm being pushed!
No, no, you can't be inside!
Don't help nobody, man. Come on.
They're pushing me.
You gotta go!
I can't. They're pushing me. Whoops. I'm being pushed. I can't.
What?
I'm just here for my check, bro. What are you mad at me for? No, bro. You gotta go, man.
Bro. Hey.
Like I said, bro.
This so-called sanctuary city has descended into lawlessness right now, with mobs forcing entry, smashing windows, spray-painting graffiti, and even chasing off police. And where exactly is Governor Walz in all this? You already know the answer.
You have no obligation to this building. You have nothing but a
place
to
have
a genuine conversation.
Fuck all of you!
All right?
You guys,
Guys, can you leave, please? We just want to lock this place.
Can you please leave, guys? We're asking nicely. Appreciate
it, guys.
Appreciate
you guys.
Appreciate it.
I really do. Someone's got a head on their shoulders here.
Kevin, is the were the police there? Did the police retreat? Why didn't the police step in and throw him out of the hotel? Have the police lost control and Mayor Fry lost control of the city, sir?
Well, there's some debate about that. I think Mayor Fry, he's continued with the sanctuary city policy, and it's not unlike Philadelphia. So it did seem that way at first, but there was a rally as well of state conservation officers that came later, and they brought some riot gear. They brought the gas, pepper balls, and the tear gas. None of it was deployed, but you're right. We were hoping to see much more of
Kevin, that was just performative. They brought it out and didn't use it. The hotels were overrun because they were hunting for ICE agents, correct? And the ICE agents had no defense?
It seemed that way. And honestly, Steve, what I saw was that they had these guys in high visibility safety vests and they were blocking traffic and everybody kind of stood down. Everybody, the traffic stood down from these high visibility agitators, these paid agitators, it seemed, and they would block traffic. They're not certified anything. They're not city workers, nothing. But when we would go to the hotels, you and
your brother have fought with and been part of this the resistance fight against Antifa. Are more Antifa pouring into the city? Are these outside now agitators, but professional? These are professional revolutionaries. Is that what? Because the crowd last night is very different than the previous nights. Are we starting to see more of Antifa come in?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, there's a call for some protests this afternoon, and then we'll see maybe larger ones tonight. But also, yeah, it's the weekend. I mean, hey, and not that these people have jobs anyway, but I think we will see some from out of state come to protest again tonight. And I think last night was a bit of a trial run to see what they could get away with.
Their job is revolution. Hang over a second. Kevin Posobiec remained in Minneapolis with a, by the way, a Real America Voice crew. One of the crew members got attacked last night in a restaurant for wearing a Real America Voice jacket. This is how dangerous it's getting.
Meet Gia, an employee at the Hilton Hotel's Anatole in Dallas. Yesterday, she posted a TikTok, apparently thinking it would be noble to dox ICE agents staying at the hotel and put their lives, as well as the safety of other hotel guests, in danger. Fools have no horns. They look like her, or him, whatever she calls herself.
Hey guys, my name is Gia, and I just wanted to give a warning to y'all that there are ICE agents staying at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas. Quite frankly, I don't really care if I lose my job, because I could get in trouble for posting this, but honestly, I don't care because I care more about your families and about unity. So please warn your family if you or somebody who works here is worried about their immigration status. Please let them know, okay? The Hilton Anatole in Dallas.
The next morning, did the ICE agents tuck tail and flee the city in fear after one night of hotel harassment? Nope, not even close. These boys did exactly what they do best. Rolled right back out, dragged more illegal immigrants kicking and screaming from their little hidey holes, and shipped them straight back to their third world shitholes where they belong. Officials made it loud and clear. They're not backing off, not leaving Minneapolis, and definitely not cowering because some mobs vandalized hotels, smashed windows, or played their little noise games. While the usual leftist whiners, Mayor Fry, Governor Walz, and the rest of the sanctuary crowd, keep crying for ICE to get out, the raids rolled on full speed. More takedowns, more deportations, more criminals and border jumpers getting the boot they deserve. No fear, no retreat. Just straight up business as usual for the real law enforcers.
Back up.
Back.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Go get a real job. Get out of our city.
You know what you are. Get out.
The total lawlessness in this so-called sanctuary city only proves why we need more of this operation, not less. Keep it coming. Thanks for watching. Keep supporting ICE.